sculpted many kids go on for further education?
I think maybe at 23 there was, right, the next year, I think maybe there was about five. I went up to Utah State for a year, but then some of them since, you know, after they went back, maybe some of them 4 or 5, 6, 8 years later and finished. But the money wasn't available, see. It wasn't whether they wasn't qualified or they didn't have the desire, but then was the WPA days. A lot of parents was living on $44 a month, see, in the big Mormon families. College was, you know, wasn't available to everybody, whether you had the desire or the knowledge or anything else. So a lot of them went back afterwards when they could afford it. They'd work. Some of them worked for a couple of years, and then they'd go back and get money.
When you go to school, you go to get an...
The reason you go to college?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think most of it's to learn a trade, and then... I think that's the primary purpose people go to college is... And then, of course, a lot of them like to go rather than go out and get a job or something. It's pretty easy living. But I think the main reason people go to college is to get an education, learn a trade.
What did you go to major in?
In agriculture. I went just a broad field in agriculture.
What is the place called where you go to check out a book?
Your library.
Mm-hmm.
We have a good library uptown.
Did you have, were Goldie's family living around here? Any of her brothers or sisters?
She lived right next to her sister. Then she had a half brother and a half sister. And the half sister lived in Los Angeles, and Robert lived in, Salt Lake.
Did you always call him Robert, or?
Well, I didn't. I actually didn't see him enough to call him Uncle Robert when we seen him, but that might be once over 4 or 5 years. The families weren't close, so. Then Aunt Lola lived right next to us, and yeah, that was Aunt Lola. That was my mother's full sister.
So, for Aunt Lola,
what's that? No.
You're not your Aunt Lola's niece.
No, I'm her nephew.
Okay. Some of these, we have to get some of the pronunciation for these words, or see if you say the same thing as it's around. Tell me a little bit about the house that you lived in as a child.
It was very comfortable. We had all the facilities, you know, inside plumbing and electric lights. And a lot of the people didn't in them days. They had outhouses. And if you was lucky enough to have a two-holer, that was... Yeah.
What was the name of the room where you would go just to sit and talk?
We called it the living room.
Okay.
Now they got, you know, it's called family room now, but... In them days, you had a dining room and a living room. The living room is where you'd went and receive guests and visit.
How about...
Push the red button there, Bert, if they don't answer. Push the red one there. Yeah, that one there.
Hello? We can pause this.
No, that's it.